Well, I want to get into a couple of local stories here, but first, top three stories here for you. Vladimir Putin says that Russia could be fighting Ukraine for a long time. Classified documents found in a Trump search of a storage unit. They found two more classified documents, and Juul, the vape company, says it's settled more than 5,000 youth vaping lawsuits. The settlement amount has not been disclosed, though. But still, that's it's pretty big right there. Then we've got this. Let me go back to the Vladimir Putin thing. So this goes back to what I was saying when they first attacked Ukraine and drove right to close to Kyiv, but then weren't able to take over Kyiv. I said, "Oh boy, this kind of scares me that Russia's military might isn't as powerful as what you and I may have assumed it to be." And this reminds me of Afghanistan. They were in Afghanistan for 10 years fighting the Taliban before they finally just gave up and went back home. And I said, and the fact that they were not able to take Ukraine quickly sets up a situation where they might be in Ukraine for 10 years unless somebody comes in and helps out. Now, we obviously helped out Afghanistan quite a bit. We helped out the Taliban quite a bit. Others did too. But we did it the same way we're helping Ukraine. We helped. We gave them weapons. We gave them firearms. We gave them some. You know, they didn't have drones back then, but we gave them the stuff they could use to fight themselves. But it wasn't enough to beat back Russia. And so it drug on for 10 years. And that's why I saw that months ago. This looks like it's going to be another Afghanistan situation. And it's going to drag on. It's going to cost a lot of money. And it's going to affect a lot of lives. And I don't quite get it. When you've got somebody like Biden saying, "Well, we support you." Well, do you really support him or do you really not? I'm not advocating we should go to war for Ukraine. But if you're saying you support them, then you either support them and you go to war with them or you don't. And you stop giving them the help that is essentially just dragging this thing out. Like, let them fight for themselves. Let them buy the firearms. Let them buy all the stuff from us. But just keep giving them billions and billions and billions of dollars a month. And guess what? We're already finding that a lot of that money is being corrupted. It's going in politicians' pockets, and it's going to causes that are not really helping them with the war effort anyway. Oh, same thing that happened in Afghanistan. Looks familiar. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the selfish sign over in Pensacola Beach has finally been taken down. It sustained damage from Hurricane Sally, but let's face it, that sucker didn't work from almost the first week that it went up. When they replaced the sign that had been up since Hurricane Ivan, it was up for a week and LED lights on it stopped working. It just was not built very well. And then they were going to replace it, but then I guess there was the birds that nested in it. I can't remember the bird. But anyway, there was a big bird nest that was that set up inside the sign, and so they needed to wait for the nesting season to be over. So now it's done. They've taken the sign down. They've begun sandblasting and painting the frame, and they'll begin painting it next week. It will be installed next month. The new sign will be. Remember the last sign too? It was supposed to be installed, and then it was like, "Oh, it's delayed." And they're like, "Okay, well, it'll be next month." And then it was delayed another month, and it was delayed another month. It was like, "What is happening with this company?" So it was like no surprise once they finally actually got it done and installed it that LEDs weren't working. It's like, okay, they were like delayed. They were behind schedule forever. Oh, ospreys. Thank you very much. Yeah, there was an osprey nest that was up there. Thanks for the text. So now they're finally trying to get it replaced. So that's good. That's good news right there. The other story here locally, we talked about last week. Jesse Lacoste, the contractor who he was arrested last week. The Santa Rosa County needed help finding him. He finally turned himself in the next day. Then we get revelation that he was paid like $50,000 and didn't do any work. And now we're apparently more churches more charges being filed against Jesse Lacoste and Matt Banks. One of them, Transformation Church. We'd mentioned this last week. Jesse Lacoste was ordered to pay the church more than $42,000 in restitution and address $10,000 in fines. And there's even more cases just keep popping up. If anything, so I guess there was 13 cases heard against Matthew Banks today, 7 against Jesse Lacoste. Basically, all of these cases were the same thing. They accepted payment for jobs that they either didn't start at all, or they didn't complete the job. And so even though both of the guys were out on bond, neither of them showed up for today's hearings. And so all of the cases, they were assessed fines and ordered to pay restitution. So this is another 19 cases total between these two guys who are brothers-in-law. And if anything, this was being discussed a couple of months ago, but now I haven't heard anything being discussed about it since, which is the obvious broken system that we have in Escambia County for contractor complaints. I mean, it's like, how can you let this many complaints build up? How can you let this many complaints build up against these guys so where they could keep picking up more jobs, getting tens of thousands of dollars paid to them and then not even starting a job? There's obviously a broken system that we have in place that's got to be addressed. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic.
Traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We do have an accident on I-10 eastbound right near the Avalon Boulevard exit. Again, this is going to be going in the eastbound direction at exit 22, seeing some slow-moving traffic due to the accident, as well as it's always busy this time of day. And Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, you'll see some everyday afternoon delays. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. We're talking about the corruption in Ukraine, this billions of dollars going to Ukraine, and we're finding out that there are a lot of politicians are just pocketing the money or using the money on other things that are not dealing with the war. Got a text here says, well, not only are the politicians corrupt in Ukraine, it's worse over here over this war. Yeah, we're getting there's just a lot of corruption over this amount of money, period. Absolutely. They see here, they continue to prolong the process. It takes months to get meetings about contractors, and they are contented to push it back. Yeah, something's got to be changed, man. This is like, next time I talk to DC Reeves, I'm going to have to bring this up, see what he can do to try to push the city council to try to revise this committee, because it shouldn't be that difficult to, especially with somebody who has this many complaints, to pull their contract, to pull their licenses right away and put out some sort of public warning or something like that. Especially in the information age here locally, there's got to be a way for us to be better informed of researching our local contractors. My goodness gracious, that's it's astounding. Another 19 cases today that were heard. Wow, that's a lot for our size community. One other story here I got to bring up. Out of Verbena, Alabama, which looks like it's right between Montgomery and Birmingham. It looks like it's off the interstate there, off of I-65, Verbena. So a family was arrested in Verbena, Alabama, in connection to one of the largest cockfighting operations in the United States. One of the largest cockfighting operations in the United States. Say what? They apparently had a large-scale cockfighting arena or cockfighting pit and a massive fighting bird breeding business that was busted by the U.S. Department of Justice. I'm like, what in the what? I remember, so I lived in the Philippines. If you listen to hear the show, I lived there for 2 years. This is like almost 30 years ago now. It's hard to believe, but that was the first time I even heard of cockfighting. I didn't even know what that was. And I was like, I hadn't even heard of that. So that was my first exposure to it. And I remember just always asking people about it because it was such a big deal over there. And then I saw a cockfight, like saw one, and I was like, okay, I've seen enough of this. And it's gruesome. And so when I came home, then I'm shocked when I hear about these stories. Who in the world is into this kind of thing? They're gruesome. And it's not, I don't get it. I don't get it. But apparently there was a large one being run in the middle of Alabama. I just got shut down. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You are correct. The contractor complaint department is the county commissioner's committee, but the city may need to create one too. Yeah, I meant the county on there. But either way, something's got to get done here to be a lot better, a lot more informed, because nobody would have. I mean, I mentioned before, look, obviously I know Jesse. I don't know Matthew Banks, but I know Jesse because he bought airtime on the station. He is very personable guy. He's got a lot of charisma, you know, but for a lot of people that are trying to hire a contractor like that, they want to know like how, get reports, like are there any complaints against them and things like that. And I don't know, there just got to be something a little bit smoother. If anything, this case between these two brothers-in-law should highlight that we've got to do something here locally to hold contractors accountable, for one, but also as a resource for you and I to be able to go to find out whether or not they're in good standing or whether or not they have outstanding cases and things like that. I know we have Better Business Bureau, but a lot of these contractors aren't part of the Better Business Bureau. A lot of people don't look that stuff up. They'll just look up to see whether or not the contractor's license is valid or not. And so when it shows it's valid, they're like, oh, they must be okay. Then turns out they've got like 30 cases pending against them. Wow. Text here. It's sad that the county and city are both responsible of who get licenses. It needs to be investigated. Yeah, I agree. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up next. Top trending news. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Right after traffic, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Pensacola Children's Chorus to go see Christmas on the Coast at the Sanger Theater. Plus, we have top trending news still as well. But right now, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We do have some slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be heading in the eastbound direction near Avalon Boulevard. That's exit 22 due to an accident. Plus, it's always busy heading to that exit around this time. Also have some slow-moving traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, as well as Davis Highway at University Parkway. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping's big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right. If you'd like a pair of tickets to go see the Pensacola Children's Chorus, Christmas on the Coast at the Sanger Theater this weekend, it's going to be at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, 2:30 on Sunday. Just text in SING, like singing, because that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be singing. Text in SING to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford, where police in Idaho say that tips and leads on the four murders at the University of Idaho have led them to seek information on a specific car. They're looking for a white Hyundai Elantra from around 2011 to 2013 that was in the immediate vicinity of the home where the murders took place. They believe the occupants may have critical information. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott banning TikTok from government-issued cell phones, saying the threat of the Chinese government gaining access to critical information is leading to that decision. And finally, Bobby, major cigarette companies are being ordered to display health warning signs at retail locations. The Justice Department says the order will go into effect on July 1st. The brands will be required to display the signs for 2 years.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, you know what? I'm going to change the subject. I was going to talk about police officers. I'm going to hold that story a little bit later. Instead, do you think Dwayne The Rock Johnson uses steroids? We'll talk about that next. Sugar. That's Colt right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So one of the big stories that came out last weekend was actually the there's a online kind of influencer, big muscle man, who calls himself the Liver King. And he's a ripped dude, and he says he got big and buff because he eats liver all the time. Well, he admitted over the weekend in a podcast or something that he actually uses steroids. And he's like the second kind of big muscle dude who has admitted they use steroids in the last year or so. There was another one who's actually a former Mr. Universe who admitted that he's been using steroids for years. And so now there's some celebrities like Joe Rogan, who's admitted in the past that he actually does testosterone replacement, who says there's no way Dwayne The Rock Johnson is as big as he is without using steroids, and he needs to admit it because there's too many kids out there who are looking up to him. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We get a winner for the tickets to the Children's Chorus, Pensacola Children's Chorus.
Yes, Miss Karen's going to be going. So congratulations and have fun.
All right, congratulations. That's awesome. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Hey, the 27th annual Cordova Mall Ball is coming up January 28th. And that'll be, of course, at the Cordova Mall. This will be the first time the event has been held inside the mall since COVID-19 began. So the Cordova Mall Ball, Northwest Florida's largest Mardi Gras ball, will support the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart. Tables of eight and general admission tickets are now available for purchase. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Also, just a reminder, you can download our mobile app. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store, where you can listen to the live stream. Click the on-demand button to listen to podcasts of this show of Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. We also have links to our sister stations, Cat Country 98.7 and ESPN Pensacola as well, and of course Cat Country's Christmas playlist as well. So be sure to look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store. Top three stories here for you. In the news, we've got Vladimir Putin saying that Russia could be fighting in Ukraine for a long time. Yeah, like brings flashbacks to me of Afghanistan, where they're in Afghanistan fighting the Taliban for 10 years. Classified documents have been found in a Trump search of a storage unit. A federal judge approved the warrant to be able to search the storage unit, and they found two classified documents in there. And Juul, the vape company, the e-pen company, whatever you call them, they say they've settled more than 5,000 youth vaping lawsuits. The settlement amount was not disclosed. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Let's see here. Starting off with the NBA on ESPN at 6:30. You've got the Atlanta Hawks taking on the Knicks. And then you've got the, right after that at 6:30, where to go? Boston Celtics taking on the Phoenix Suns on ESPN at 9 o'clock. NCAA men's basketball, ESPN2 tonight at 8 o'clock. Number 5, UConn plays the Florida Gators. And on NHL hockey is going to be on TNT at 6:30. Buffalo Sabres take on the Columbus Blue Jackets. The late game will be New York Rangers against Las Vegas. Then in sports news, tough story here for the Buffalo Bills. Von Miller, the linebacker, is now going to be out for the season. He had surgery on his knee where they thought it was going to be just an easy meniscus tear, but turns out it's an ACL injury, so he's out for the season. And that's tough for the Bills because they're definitely on a path to get to the Super Bowl this year, and they could use Von Miller for sure. Aaron Judge has chosen the Yankees over the San Francisco Giants. He's agreed to a 9-year, $360 million deal with the New York Yankees. The Mets have rounded out their pitching rotation, agreeing to a 2-year, $26 million deal with left-handed pitcher Jose Quintana. And Jeff Brom is returning to Louisville, his alma mater. He's been the head coach for the Purdue for the past six seasons, and now he's headed to Louisville. So pretty big stories right there. Let's go ahead and get your CBS Sports Minute, and then we'll get your traffic on the fives.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Baker Mayfield's career was on life support after he got benched in Carolina. The former number one overall pick looked like he was headed towards a career as a backup, but now he finds himself in L.A. with Rams coach Sean McVay. If anybody was going to breathe life into Baker's career, it's McVay. He turned Matthew Stafford into a Super Bowl champion. He could probably get the best out of Mayfield, even if other teams had given up on him. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs, but the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more, and you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, there you go. That's the CBS Sports Minute. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Avalon HR. We do have an accident on 9 Mile Road just off of University Parkway that's causing some slight delays. That's going to be going in the westbound direction, as well as slow-moving traffic on I-10. It's going to be in the eastbound direction as you're moving closer to the Avalon Boulevard exit, exit 22. It's backing up onto the 3 Mile onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. Almost about halfway. Again, that's eastbound on I-10 as you're moving closer towards the Avalon Boulevard exit. If you see something else, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. Avalon HR. With Avalon HR, with everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, thank you very much. There's a new program launching in Mobile. Now, the reason I want to bring this up, we've brought up a couple times. They have that ShotSpotter software that they've been using on Mobile, that it's a software program that helps identify places where gunfire happens. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because Pensacola is starting to, there's starting to become pressure that maybe Pensacola should implement something like this as well. The ShotSpotter software, I guess it uses different cameras and it uses different sound things that recognizes shots, and then police as well as others are able to see where gunfire is happening, because a lot of gunfire is not reported. Certain neighborhoods, people are just used to it. They're just used to the gunfire, so they don't call it in. That's how much it happens. So Mobile implemented this ShotSpotter last year, and they found that police were able to respond much quicker to shootings and therefore crimes often than what they were prior to ShotSpotter. Well, now they're launching a new program called Operation Echo Stop. So it works alongside ShotSpotter. And apparently this is going to, they're implementing this in places where there's higher gun violence in a hope to try to, I guess, nip that in the bud. And so it's Mobile's doing quite a few things over there to try to address the gun violence that's happening. Their gun violence is worse than ours. I will say that. But at the same time, you know, just because it's worse doesn't mean we can't grow from it. You know what I mean? We can't learn from it. We can't, you know, if we've already got a leg up on them and addressing gun violence, then great. Let's maybe implement some other things in order to try to move further. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossio on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got a quick update from Joe Ford over the newsroom. Plus your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. That's all next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were talking about ShotSpotter is being implemented in Mobile. Now they're implementing a new program alongside ShotSpotter in order to try to reduce, not necessarily gun violence, but at least be able to respond to gun crimes a lot faster, which hopefully in turn will result in lower gun violence situations, right? His text says, would the ShotSpotter technology also detect illegal fireworks? If so, count me in. It's frustrating to try to call these things in as they often want to know where they came from, and it's hard to tell. That's why I don't call it in. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know, actually. I mean, somehow this ShotSpotter is very accurate in nailing down where gunfire occurs, so why not being accurate at illegal fireworks? I don't know. You know, when you're shooting fireworks off in the times you're not allowed to. So it might. I don't know. Good question. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Joe, what do we got going on in the news?
Bobby, it appears that Republicans and Democrats are agreeing today on ending the military's policy requiring troops to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Hearing from Senator Rick Scott in the last hour.
That's an unbelievable win for our military men and women. But let's remember, the military is about military members. We need to have all the equipment, need to have all these, but without the men and women in the military, we can't get this done.
And Scott, we talked about this last week. Scott was among several Republicans that were threatening to not vote on the new NDAA if that mandate was still there. He also added that the next step is getting the service members who were kicked out reinstated with full back pay. Idaho police searching for occupants of a white Hyundai they say was very close to the house where four University of Idaho students were killed last month. They say that multiple tips and leads keep pointing back to that car. They believe the occupants may have critical information. And in North Carolina, about 20,000 people getting power back today after the gun attack crippled two power substations. It was about 40,000 people initially that didn't have power. Duke Energy officials in North Carolina say by the end of the day today, everybody should be back on the grid. But wow, a gun attack.
Been a long time, too.
Yeah, imagine having power for a week because of that.
Yeah, and at least they're not in like Wisconsin or something where there's a lot of snow and freezing cold. But I was actually covering that a little bit earlier, how that gun attack against Transformer, because I guess all they did is they shot out Transformers and it ended up causing the power to go down for tens of thousands throughout the state of North Carolina. And they're saying that, I mean, just something as simple as shooting something can knock power out for that long shows how really vulnerable our infrastructure is.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I guess that's true. All right. Thanks, Joe. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Top stories of FoxNews.com. Actually, one of the stories that Joe just brought up. Idaho police have revealed possible critical break in the college student's slain mystery over 3 weeks ago now. And they've identified a 2011 to 2013 white Hyundai Elantra with an unknown license plate. They don't know which state the plate would be from or anything like that. Just a 2011, 2013 Hyundai Elantra. I'm sure a lot of college students drive something similar to that. So that makes it a pretty big swath of people that they would be searching for. They're not saying that the suspect is necessarily driving that vehicle, but that whoever is driving that vehicle may have a clue on what happened. and they might be able to lead them to the suspect. Man, I just can't believe it. This town, like we covered it before, this town of Moscow, Idaho, it's 25, 26,000 people. Not that many people. You wouldn't think it would be this difficult to try to nail down somebody that's this, you know, has done this egregious of an act, you know? Some of the other stories on top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Elizabeth Holmes, who was just sentenced for the Theranos fraud case, her ex-lover has also gotten his prison sentence, 13 years in prison for fraud in there after that whole ordeal. John Fetterman, or is it the new senator from Pennsylvania, well, apparently his top aide repeatedly attacked Democrats like Feinstein, Manchin, and Sinema, and others on Twitter. Yeah, so apparently his top aide has been very critical of the top brass in the Democrat Party for years and years and years. So now that's one of the top stories on FoxNews.com. There's a little bit of the backlash pertaining to that. Got a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Slow moving traffic on I-10 may moving eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. This is going to be exit 22 due to an accident. It's heavier delays than we're used to, but this is already a bad spot to have some slowdowns in because it is backing up onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. Also on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, extremely slow moving traffic due to construction. 9 Mile Road at University Parkway, if you're heading westbound on 9 Mile, expect to wait at that light for a good bit due to an accident. And 29 southbound in between McDavid and Molina, we are still seeing extreme slow traffic due to an accident from a little while ago. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Anderson Subaru needs your car, and they'll pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple other stories on FoxNews.com let you know about. Jennifer Lawrence claims that she was the first ever female action movie lead. I remember I saw that actually earlier today. Just somebody shared on Instagram or something, and I was like, really? Come on now. She says there was not a female action movie lead until Hunger Games. I'm like, no, there's actually quite a few of them, but that's okay. And a Florida story is one of the top five stories on FoxNews.com. A mother in Florida has passed away after she poured gas on a fire pit in her backyard. She added a log to a fire pit in the backyard, and this happened in Pinellas County, Tampa area, and the fire wasn't really, she added an extra log, the fire wasn't picking up. So she decided to pour gas on the fire. When she did, it flamed up, went to the gas can exploded in her hands, and that ended up causing 95% burns in her body. She was in the hospital for 12 days, and she was not able to make it through, and she just passed away, leaving a young family, actually. It's a very sad story right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All righty, Bobby's Brain Teases here. The best-selling car of all time, the Toyota Corolla. More than 50 million of them have been sold worldwide since it came out in 1966. That's twice more than the runner-up, which would be the VW Beetle, sold 21 million units. John Adams argued that the people should say, Your Highness or Your Majesty, when talking to the President of the United States, but Thomas Jefferson said it was ridiculous, and Ben Franklin called it absolutely mad. I'm glad Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin were there. Yesterday, we mentioned that the Southern Baptist Convention has the most congregations or most churches in the United States with 51,000. Well, there are 356,000 religious congregations in the United States. That's one for every 934 Americans. The overall congregation size, though, is about 451. And Larry the Cable Guy has never worked as a cable guy. It was just a little moniker he used. He used to call into a radio station in the Florida. And then the reason gas prices end in 0.9 cents comes from the Great Depression, when Congress created the gas tax of 1.5 cents. The stations had to start collecting tenths of a gallon from then on, and that tradition just stuck. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Local news every